Hello, this is John Alsop, and this is your Internet Marketing 5 a Day. We'll start off with giving you a small gift and telling you that you do look beautiful and handsome and intelligent, actually, today. So thank you for joining me and raising the standard of my audience. Small gifts and flattery broaden our thought process. It's not just the reciprocation. It makes you think differently. It helps creative thinking and improves our performance. So this comes from the same kind of school of thinking that says that a beautiful product is more usable. So there you go. Give out small gifts, flatter people, be nice, it all helps. This may be obvious, I guess, but the sale sign, if you put a sale sign in the window, it will increase sales, even if you haven't actually got a sale. It's the association that we have with the word. So previously, we've had a good experience following a sale sign, going in, finding a bargain, and that leads to habitual behaviour. And so the sale sign just simply reminds us of those good experiences and leads us into the shop. So I'm not saying that that's legal, but it speaks in a broader sense about associations and how we could perhaps evoke that kind of, for instance, we might do a shop window full of gorgeous and cute pussycats, and that would lead to memories for those people who like cats of good times with their pets, and you know, maybe that would lead to an association of those feelings with your shop or your business or whatever. So I mean, this is the principle, if you like, of celebrity endorsement, that if you've seen Hoy go around the track and had the excitement of associated with him, and then he goes and promotes a particular brand of watch or a particular drink or whatever, then you associate the excitement of him with the product that he's then talking about. So, okay, you can, I don't know if this is kind of a sneaky secret ninja trick or not. It sometimes works and sometimes is harder. If you go to search.twitter.com/advanced, you can enter search terms and search the whole of the Twitter stream. So you can do it by geography, and you can search for instance, I don't know, cheese sandwich. So you can search for cheese sandwich, either cheese or sandwich. People who are mentioning either cheese or sandwich, there'll be quite a few of those. But if you know, there's a line for if you want the exact phrase. So if you put cheese sandwich into that exact that line, then you get everyone mentioning cheese sandwich right at that moment. Now, you know, that's not particularly useful, but if you, you know, are selling or renting a holiday cottage in the countryside or something, maybe there are people out there who are looking for a holiday cottage in the countryside, and the trick then is to work out what they will tweet if they want that. So that's a different set of key phrase analysis to the key phrase analyses that we are used to doing for search engine optimization, where you know, people will type into Google, you know, North Yorkshire holiday cottage, dog friendly or something, they might do that to find you. But you know, all that they might type into Twitter is, God, I'm stressed, or God, I'm tired, or I need a holiday, or I need a break, or those kinds of phrases might be a prompt for you to follow somebody. So that's one way to use search.twitter.com. And if you do /advanced, then that gets you the additional stuff that lets you search by geography. You just got to watch with the geography thing. I'll give you another kind of ninja trick. It's not that hot with things like, for instance, Scarborough. You know, there are a number of Scarboroughs, and it tends to default or include the one near Toronto. So, if I want the UK, I don't know whether this is total rubbish or not. I don't know whether if I'd put UK in, that would be fine. But I tend to go 500 mile radius from Wolverhampton, because there's only one Wolverhampton. so that is what I do, rightly or wrongly. So you just got to watch your countries. That's the point about that. And maybe try and find a place that's close to where you are. If you know, your place where you live is all, you know, in all sorts of other places in the world, there are other places named the same as where you live, you might try a kind of 5 mile search around a little village just on the outskirts of where you live that hasn't got namesakes elsewhere. In the next one is so this is one of your favourites from yesterday as well. It's just this kind of feeling that in social media you earn the relationships you deserve. So, you know, it is something you have to work at. It is something you have to be good at. You know, you have to be honest. You have to be real. You have to really be here, really be in the social media space, and not be there in a cynical, I'm going to sell things in a business way. Really, you has to really be here, really doing stuff. And then you'll get the relationships online that you deserve. That's the rule. That's the way it works. And praise that. There's another thing which I quite like. It was kind of the conclusion of the book Neuro Web Design, and it's something that they come back to a few times. I've gone and lost it now. I've gone and messed up my page, but it was basically the idea is that we are social animals. So whichever new technology comes up, whatever the new invention is, however technology will progress, we will use it the same way. We will use it to connect with other people. We'll use it to communicate. We'll use it to link and connect and find people and make relationships with people. That's what we do. So when a new piece of technology comes out, forget about the dazzle. If you want to be ahead of the curve, think about how people will use it to connect to other people. That's it for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you very much, and goodbye.